This episode is called Don't Fret. Once again, I bring you an eclair, a snippet from God's Word to tickle and help satisfy your spiritual palate. I begin here. Yes, I was fretting over the news and bad things that have been going on and running into rude passengers and a few coworkers here and there. Never right. Well, after a long flight, I finally get to my hotel room, and when I get settled in for the night, I decided to see if there was a Bible in the side table drawer, and guess what? There was. So I took it out, and I decided to play my game of Bible roulette. I don't really recommend it, because sometimes it could be quite odd where you land. But anyway, I opened it randomly, and voila, I landed on Psalm 37. And it starts off, don't fret. I'm like, how does it know? Well, of course, God had a word for me. And of course, it's Him. So I'm bringing the same word I got to you. Now, it speaks about evildoers. And I'm not saying that if someone gives you attitude or lip, that they're evil or anything, but maybe just having a bad day or they're spiritually lost. But the word here as a whole really spoke to me about not letting the big stuff or even the little stuff get to me. So listen up, my friends, and know that one day all bad things, evil people, and situations will go by the wayside. Have hope in the Lord and take refuge in Him. And if you're a hater, a troublemaker, or an evildoer, well, take heed and know that God loves you. And as I always say, He allows U-turns. This passage is from the American Standard Version, Psalm 37, 1 through 18. The Insecurity of the Wicked. A Psalm of David. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and the gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Amen for that. That is a good word. Are you walking with the Lord today? Seek Him while He may be found. And have yourself a beautiful day.